Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new game day version of the Cards Cast. Louisville welcoming Boston College into L&N Stadium as the Cardinals get back into ACC play. The Cardinals, a two-touchdown favorite over the Eagles. Let's talk about it. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, this is a game Louisville is favored big. We've seen what Louisville can do through three games. They're trying to get to 4-0 for the first time since 2016, 2-0 in ACC play. Boston College obviously coming off their best game of the year, a close loss to Florida State at home. I'm not sure which way I believe. Well, our picks are up. I've got Louisville winning big. You do the same. But I think for Louisville to do that, it's got to be efficient for four quarters this time.
Yeah, and the two touchdowns seems like a lot. And this really honestly doesn't seem to me like a team. This seems like a team that's going to, because of the way they're built with the running game, this seems like a team that is going to kind of play pretty even with whoever they play. You know what I mean? Like Murray State was one thing. I think all these other games could be close. You know what I mean? Like it's just kind of the way that this team is built a little bit, in my opinion, that they're not going to, they're not going to win by a ton of points in many games. Now, with that said, I do think this is a game that they have a chance to cover. But the key thing is, like you said, being consistent for four quarters. And the other key thing is they've got to contain Thomas Castellanos. I mean, he is a guy that if he gets out in the open, he can do some damage. The one thing I'm holding my hat on, the one thing that I watched the game over for the Boston College Florida State game, and Florida State was absolutely winning that easily. They were winning 31-10. And when Boston College kind of kicked into another gear, and Florida State kind of helped them a little bit. They gave them a fumble, you know, they got a fumble return for a touchdown. And it just, to me, it seemed like Florida State took the foot off the gas pedal. And that's what I'm kind of banking on Louisville being able to do what Florida State did to them and hopefully have a consistent game.
Yeah, here's an interesting note that came from the Boston College game notes following last week's win over Florida State. You know, I'm always impressed by the stat people who can pull up these things. But Castellanos, who threw for over 300 yards, ran for over 95 yards in the loss to Florida State, became just the 22nd quarterback since 1996 to do so against a AP ranked team. So, you know, Florida State top 10, supposed to have a really good defense. And we saw what he was able to do. Now, to your point, a lot of it came in the second half when you think Florida State may have taken the gas off, maybe gone into a little prevent a little bit as well. You know, so that's kind of the question mark that's hanging out above this game is, will the real Boston College stand up? Cause it's been kind of hard to tell, you know, through their first three games so far.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't get over the fact that they almost lost to Holy Cross and probably should have lost to Holy Cross. You know what I mean? And so
it's a good FCS program, but still it's an FCS program.
And it's an FCF program. Yeah. Did they make some changes? Yes. Are they doing some things differently? Yes. Honestly, if you look defensively at what they've done last week compared to what they did the first 2 weeks, they kind of went back to a little bit of what they were doing last year kind of thing. And really they've gone more man coverage instead of doing a lot of zone stuff. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do this week and how they kind of build on what their performance was last week. Like I said, I'm not playing in the game, so it doesn't matter or whatever if I overlook them or whatever. But I'm not like one that thinks that this is an easy game by any means. But Louisville should win this game and go to 4-0. And if they go 4-0, Michael, it changes a lot of things because it puts a ton of it puts a lot on Friday night, next Friday night's game. The game next week against NC State and Raleigh. Louisville 4-0. I mean, there's a very good chance that they could be, if not favored. I don't think they'll be favored, but I think they'll be just a couple point underdog in that game. And so you're talking about a team that if they can win this game against Boston College, you really opens up a lot of doors as far as national respect and national chatter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and there's a couple things to kind of watch for this Louisville team in this Boston College game. Again, a game they should win and should win pulling away if the people in Vegas and the odds makers are correct, and I think they are. But like to your point, I think if Louisville doesn't play a clean game, doesn't play an improved, more consistent game, that I think that 14 points is going to be kind of a stretch. But I do like the progression they've been making game by game by game, and I think this should be their best game of the season. Now, one of the points that Jeff Brown was making, as we've already said a couple times, they need to be more efficient. They need to be more consistent throughout four quarters. And then another point brought up during the press conference, you know, it's been a while since Louisville's had a team 3-0. This one certainly hasn't. You know, how do you keep that underdog, that hunger that you're ticked off trying to prove something that we're better than people think kind of mindset when you're 3-0? And I like Jeff's response when he was talking about that earlier in the week. You know, he said basically that's kind of the way this team is. I mean, it's a hungry team that's coming out to prove themselves each week. And we'll get a chance to see if that is the case against Boston College. If they come out and, you know, play like, hey, we're coming out, we want to crush these guys. And that's the mindset you want a lot that you like. And you think that we'll probably continue forward. If it's a mindset, which I think we saw a little bit too much in the past coaching staff, where maybe it's not fully there, maybe that killer mindset isn't there, then that's something to be concerned about. But Jeff Brohm coaching this team the way he is, let's play football. I'm not too concerned about them not showing up hungry for this game. And to your point, if they win this game and they're starting 5-0, or start 4-0 with a chance to go 5-0, that's a huge opportunity for this program. And right now, you know, we can look ahead. The ESPN FPI projects gives Louisville the better chances of winning that game. Obviously, those things could change weekly. And beginning the season, NC State was favored in that game to be the likely winner. So, like Jeff Brohm says, one game at a time, and thus far it's working for him. But they need to be a little bit more cleaner, fewer penalties. Cut out the turnovers, and I think they'll do, you know, fairly well trying to get to that spread.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. Now, here's a couple things. I thought Plummer played his best game last week. Jeff kind of said that a little bit this week, that he felt like he was pretty good. He still hasn't been great. I don't know, like, I don't know kind of what to expect as far as the greatness is concerned, because kind of what we've seen is kind of what he is. I think he can get better on his accuracy, but I think he's been pretty good at times. It's just been inconsistent. It goes back to that word again that you mentioned, inconsistent. So, but I think what we really need to see for this Louisville offense, we have to see the wide receiver, someone other than Jamari Thrash in the wide receiver group, get better. I think we have to see someone in the wide receiver group other than Jamari Thrash make a big play. We have to see someone in that group. We have to see someone in that group do something to stand out. And we just haven't seen that yet. You know what I mean? We haven't seen that. We haven't seen Jimmy Callaway take one to the house. You know, we saw Coleman catch one, but, you know, then he's dropped a couple. Omari Huggins-Bruce has been good, not great. We need to – someone else has got to step up in that receiving group and say, I'm number two, and I'm the guy who, when Jamari is going to get double and triple teamed and whatever they're going to do, they're going to bracket him and do all kinds of other stuff. I'm the guy that's going to take the load off of him and be the guy for Louisville. That is what I want to see this week. I want to see someone else have a really good game.
Yeah, and again, I think that goes back to that kind of that consistency again. I mean, we've seen some of those guys be in position to make some big plays, you know, Kevin Coleman, Chris Bell, and some others, and then just not come through, you know, drop a ball, not be able to make the catch or whatever the case may be, or sometimes maybe the pass isn't there on time. So, you know, the opportunities are there for other guys to step up, and you're right, now's the time to do it. And defensively, you know, I think especially against Boston College, I'd like to see them make a statement, be able to take away any type of passing game they want to get to those long yardage situations again, to try to force Boston College to run. And I think if they could do that, then they can contain Castellanos, you know, probably a little bit better, keep an eye on him a little bit better, but I think he's certainly going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Okay, in the end, we want to see consistency. We want to see containment of Castellanos. And I want to see a little bit more out of the, like we said, to talk about the wide receivers. If they can do that, I think Louisville puts together. Look, we haven't seen them have a complete game yet. I don't count the Murray game because, I mean, who knows? It was Murray. Yeah. We have not seen Louisville have a complete game yet. And I'm hoping that's coming this weekend. And I think that could be coming this weekend. And if it is, then I do like them to cover the spread, Michael.
I do too. I mean, and if you look at Georgia Tech, I mean, what, 5-point win? IU is just a 7-point win. So in their Power Five matchups, it's been a pretty close ball game. I do like Louisville's chances of being a little bit more consistent, being better efficiently on offense in this one. And I like them covering the spread as well.
Yep. Louisville and Boston College. Keep clicking CardinalAuthority.com. He's Michael McCammon. I'm Jody Demling. We've got it all covered for you here at CardinalAuthority.com.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.